USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and a water cannon at protesters in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's move to impose national security legislation on the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized a proposal set to be approved by China's rubber stamp parliament this week that would ban secessionist and subversive activity as well as foreign interference in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. The pro-democracy camp says the proposal goes against the one-country, two-system framework that promises Hong Kong freedoms not found in mainland China. Big box gyms and local fitness studios are reopening under a patchwork of protocols based on state and local guidance, but most are following these bases: spacing out cardio machines, touchless entries, and smaller class sizes, increasing cleaning, and requiring users to clean all equipment before and after each use. Mindbody, an online booking platform for fitness classes, reported bookings down 70% compared to last year, but said they'd picked up as states lift restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges in connection with the college admission scandal, according to the Department of Justice. They're the 23rd and 24th parents to plead guilty in this case. Loughlin has agreed to 2 months in prison, a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service. Her husband has agreed to 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 250 hours of community service. As more and more college athletic departments cut their sports programs, the financial wreckage due to the coronavirus pandemic is becoming pretty clear, and that's without even factoring in a $4 billion loss if the 2020 football season is canceled. University systems have suffered hundreds of millions of dollars in losses thus far, which could grow even more as decisions are made about whether to return students to campuses this fall. An array of cost-saving measures have been implemented 100 days from the scheduled start of the college football season. The Mid-American Conference, for example, announced multiple scheduling changes. Cincinnati dropped its men's soccer program. Old Dominion cut wrestling. Furman shut down baseball and men's lacrosse. Bowling Green cut baseball. Central Michigan terminated men's track and field. And Akron announced it's eliminating men's cross country, men's golf, and women's tennis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.